So we have another heat wave, hazy, hot, humid weather today, tomorrow, low 90s, middle 80s for the South Shore, and we don't see too much rain, and tonight will be in the low 70s. Now, Saturday, that's a different story. What else is new? Some sunshine, and we have showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. We'll have highs in the middle 80s. There'll be more widespread showers and thunderstorms Sunday, so it looks kind of a wet day, with a high about 80, and the showers and thunderstorms continue Monday, 80 to 85. Okay, so what gives it this pattern? Everybody's complaining. You know, they've never, ever seen or heard so much in the way of thunderstorms. True. Also, how about the weekends? Every time a weekend approaches, there's always unsettled weather. We just don't have beautiful, sunny weekends. You know, way, way back in June, we had some great, great weather, and that was about it. Patterns. You know, patterns, especially in the summertime, don't move like they do in the wintertime. And once they get established, they're very, very reluctant to break down. And we have the infamous Bermuda High. It's sitting there over Bermuda in the Atlantic. So it really does block any kind of Canadian air from moving south. You need to get a good, strong cold front to push through and really just make a dent in the whole thing. And right now, we don't see that happening. So we have this big high over Bermuda, and we have this other big ridge of high pressure out west. That's why they're getting the record heat and the dry weather there. And in the middle, you have what we call a trough. That trough tries to move eastward, bucks up against a big high in the Atlantic, and falls apart. And all it does is the Bermuda High just keeps sending moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico and from the Atlantic, and that's why it is so tropical as far as humidity. So do we see any nice, cool, dry Canadian air? The answer to that is no. Sorry. That is summer. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, folks, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.